We're up to Ptaf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Ru Bezdin Lechol Yisrael. Bezdin and all of Kal Yisrael. V'nechkura Edim. Or it's Nechkura Edim. The point is that we already have the Yediyah. We have the knowledge that there's a moon. But Spikulomer Makudish, but they didn't say those magic words, Makudish and Bezdin. Achecha Sheikhan already turned dark. Raise them Uber. They're going to have to Abba the month, even though they knew about it before, and it doesn't make a difference. Ru Bezdin Bilvad. What happens if only Bezdin saw the new moon? So now they have enough time. What do they do now? Yam Dushnaim, two of them will get up. They'll like recuse themselves from the Bezdin, and they'll be made in front of the rest of the Bezdin. We're talking about it's a pretty large Bezdin. It's not a problem. Yamru Makudish Makudish. What happens if Ru Shloishavain Bezdin? What happens if the minimal Bezdin, the smallest Bezdin, and three of them, they saw the new moon. Yam Nushnaim, two of them will get up. They'll have to sit from their contemporaries by this one person. In other words, the other two people who didn't see the moon, or they're just random people over there, sit them down. And they'll testify in front of those three. Because the one person, if there was three that saw it, and two have to testify, there's only one person left. So therefore, we're not going to trust him by himself. He can't say, he can't be Mekabel Edis by himself. He can't say Mekudish by himself. Anyway, that, therefore, we include two more people in the Bezdin. Why do you have to say Ru Bezdin Mechol Yisrael? What's the point of that? There's a Chiddush. If I might have thought that being that Bezdin Mechol Yisrael saw it, so it's public. And therefore, you know, it shouldn't be ma'aberit, kamash malon. Kamash malon was still ma'aberit, even though it's public. If all of Kal Yisrael saw it, so what are you nechkor edim for? Says the Gemara Chikomer, inami nechkor edim. No, it's really a second case. It doesn't mean that Ru Bezdin Kal Yisrael and it's nechkor edim. You don't need edim if Kal Yisrael saw it. It's saying that either that case or case of nechkor edim lo speak lo makosh al jachashed reizem uber. Once you already said beforehand, the case of Ru Bezdin v'chol Yisrael, what do we need the case of Chakiris Edom for? But like, what do we add with this new case? It's Rechsata, I mean, it's Avi Chakiris Edom Ketchilas Din. U'makudish makudish kegemar din u'lakadche balelya. I might think that you could be makadish it even at night. At least in the case of where there's Chakiris Edim, because Chakiris Edim, you already started the process. Chakiris Edim should be like Tchilas Din, and that's the way it works, actually, with Mamanus. Mi did the Havi Adine Mamanus, the Tanan, says by Dine Mamanus. Dine Mamanus, done by Yom, Vigoyim Rim Balayla, they can finish it at night. Some might think over here also you should be able to finish it at night. Hachanami Mekachin Balayla, maybe you could finish it at night. Kamash Malan, you can't. Says the Gemara, Eim Hachanami. You know, that was such a good havim, you know. So maybe it should talk to be the case. Why not? Amar kra, kichot lisua mishpalake Yaakov, emas havi chok. When do you have the chok? That's only big mardin. That's when you have the law. Vikukari le rachmana mishpat. It's still the Torah calls the end of mishpat. Ma mishpat bayoyim, rachanami bayoyim. So too the chok. The gemar has to be dafka by day. We have exeris akasiv, that kiddush achoydash cannot be finished at night. The whole thing has to be done by day. It continues the gemaru, bezdin. Now, let's say Bezdin saw. It's a large Bezdin. Two of them get up and testify in front of the rest of them. Ask the Gemara of Amai. What do you have to testify for? Listen, they all saw it already. So you're preaching to the choir. In other words, they already know about it. So what do you have to be made in front of them? The Bezdin saw it at night. Therefore, their re'iyah of yesterday is somehow not going to allow them to be mekadosh the chodesh now, and you need a new edus in order to mekadosh the chodesh. Ru shloishavein bezdin yam nushnaim v'yishuv mechamei etzal yochan amai hachanami over here also name a lotei shmi gadol la meri'iyah. Says the Gemara over here also we should have the same thing of lotei shmi gadol la meri'iyah. So why did the Bezdin just mekadosh the chodesh themselves? If you want to say that over here also, we're talking about a special circumstance where they saw it at night, therefore they can't testify based on what they see. That's the same thing as the Reisha. Same thing as the case before. So the Gemara Sefer, it's Tzrichalei. There's a Chiddush in this new case. It's coming to be a Chiddush to us that they saw it. I might think that two of them get up and testify in front of one. That's what we have to tell us in the Sefer, that no, two have to get up and testify in front of three. We have to sit and two other people down over there. The Sakatai Tamina, I would think, being that after all, we know that halachas by dinamas also need three. But if there's haya mumcha the rabbim dana fili biyachid, but if he's a mumcha, he can, in theory, there's sometimes there's an exception to that ruach hachanami, nekadche biyachid. I would think over here also should be an exception. You can mekadesh it with just one person and as the judge. Kamash malan, you can't. Like the Gemara, v'ema hachanami. So why taka doesn't it work? Explain this to me. And says the Gemara, look, I could just show you precedent. There is no someone who is an expert more than Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rachmana said to him, "Adi ka Aaron ba'adach." The chesiv here, Hashem Moshe ve'al Aaron beretz Mitzrayim leimor. The Chodesh says of Achem. Kodesh Baruch Hu required that not Moshe should do it by himself, but should be Moshe and Aaron together. Even though Moshe is a mumchel rabbin, what do we see? Mumchel rabbin does not help for kiddush hachodesh. Beautiful. Says the Gemara further, the member of the Eid Nasadayin. That's interesting to know. What does Eid Nasadayin mean? Over here, for our purposes, what we're saying is someone that witnessed can be a Dayan. There is something else, another language of Eid Nasadayin, which is someone that testifies to be. Over here, we're just saying the member of the Eid Nasadayin, they saw the moon. They didn't testify, but they saw it. They can sit on the court. This should be not like Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya. Yeah, that makes sense. That's similar to our Mishnah. But some of them testify. Rabbi Kiva, Amar, Kula Nasu Edim Vein Eid Nase Dayan. Says, no, being that they saw it, Rabbi Kiva says, therefore they can't testify. So over here also in our case, Bez and Shiro is Sachodish, so I shouldn't be able to testify. So the Gemara, I feel a tamer Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah can be like Rabbi Kiva. Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Kiva hasam ela b'dinei nefashos. D'rachmana amar v'shaftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda. There's a special din over there by dinei nefashos. You have to be extra diligent to make sure that you don't mess up. V'shaftu ha'eda v'yitzilu ha'eda. Try to save his life. V'kim in dechazyu d'nkot al nafshe lo matzichazu le'izchusei. Being that this Bezdin saw with their own two eyes that he did an act of aggression, they won't be able to judge him favorably. Aval hacha afilu Rabbi Akiva, my dear. Over here, we're talking not about Adina Fashas, we're just talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. So then maybe even Rabbi Akiva would be Maida, that witnessed his Nasadayim. It seems like from our Gemara that an Eid HaMeyed is not Nasadayim, because if he would be, then he would be able to do both, perhaps. Anyway, that's the end of the two dots. This is the end of the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. We are now completed the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. I have a very big itch to start the next Gemara, but I just don't think it's the right thing to do, because I think we should more, with a few minutes remaining, just go over some of the concepts that we saw in Kiddush HaChodesh. It's fascinating. I spoke about it at my Yom Tov table, that Maseches Rosh Hashanah is all about Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, Shana is very different than Chodesh. Shana is Milashan of Yashan, is old. Chodesh Milashan Chadash, which is new. So it's very interesting that we're so busy in Rosh Hashanah about Kiddush HaChodesh. Very interesting thing. So what I had mentioned was just this idea of being Mechadesh, the Derech HaYashan, which is trying to like infuse vitality and life and excitement into our tradition, not to create a new tradition or make up new, you know, a new religion. But we spoke a lot here about Kiddush HaChodesh. In the beginning, we were speaking more about the different Rosh Hashanahs, but then we got into already Masil and Masois. We spoke about how they did their formations with their bonfires. We spoke about the Shluchim Yoitzim, the Shluchim going out. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shluchim went out for every month because of the Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, that was on the way there. We said, Al Shisha Chadashim Shluchim Yoitzim. Time of the Beis HaMikdash, they went out even on Pesach Chatan. The Shluchim going out from the Bezdin to Goyla was only on certain months, but going But being Mechal Shabbos to get to the Beis Din, that in the time of Beis HaMikdash, everyone, they did it for every month because of the importance of the Korban Musaf. But if there's not time of Beis HaMikdash, so then we only let them go for Nisan and Tishrei. Al Koponim, we spoke about this idea of when are you Mechal Shabbos? Only if it's seen in the clouds. So, you know, maybe you had a good vantage point, or let's say there's no clouds and it's a clear blue sky. So it's a machloikis Rabbi Kiva, which we said wasn't really Rabbi Kiva, but he held up a bunch of Edom and Lud, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was not happy about it. Rabbi Gamliel was not happy. He told him, maybe this time we're going to have enough Edom, but next week no one's going to come. I don't know if we told the story about the place where they had 11 people, 10 people for the minyan. Every day everyone had to hustle, you know, make sure that everyone was there. When finally someone moved into town, 11 people, they were so happy. Baruch Hashem, now they have backup. The next day there was no minyan, because no one showed up. Why? Because when I know that you're relying on me, so if we tell the Edom don't come, so then they'll say, okay, we won't come next week either. Anyway, we spoke about whether a father and son can be made, or a father and a slave can be made. That was basically into the first parak. Then the second parak spoke about that there has to be a character witness that goes along with them, or actually witnesses. When it says acher, it means should also have a group together with him. And we spoke about the time that they hired false witnesses. The tzdukim hired one from them and one from us, gave him 400 zuz, and he was told he could take the zuz, he could keep it. And the guy that tried to orchestrate this whole thing, we gave him Malchus. Anyway, we spoke about the Mishnah, as we mentioned, of the formations and the torches. We spoke about where it goes from Rosha. From Har Mishchal, Sartavia Gufina, until they got to the Goyla, and there he would stand until he saw everyone on their roofs waving their candles or whatever else they had. There's a big chatzer. It was called Beis Yazik. Yazik is for a circle or an oval. And that's where everyone would gather in order to, when they testify, and we make big meals and other people should want to come. Now, in theory, if they came from outside of the tchum, they should be stuck there. And that's the way it was originally. But Misakin afterwards, Rabbi Gamliel was Misakin that they could go 2,000 hours in each direction, basically as if they started off the Shabbos there. Because we want them to come. Now we check the aid and we ask them different types of questions. We'll ask the other aid the same questions. If the Shemesh sees the pigam of the Levana, we know that he's lying or he's making a major mistake. That's impossible for it to happen. So, but aside for that, you know, everything else, we have to see if the Eidus, the two Eidim, Shtim. Now, we continue with one last halacha about this, which is that then we will call in other Eidim, not that we really need them, but we call them in because we want that they shouldn't leave feeling dejected. Now, the way it works was, Rosh Bezdin would say Makudish, and then all the people that were there would all chime in, Makudish, Makudish. Now, it's a machloikas, if you're Makadish, the new month, if it's a male, because it's a process of elimination, it's for sure going to be the new moon. Or we say, Kachu Shamayim. Then we spoke about something that was very interesting, that Rabbi Gamliel had the Mustsuras, he had pictures of the moon. And that people would come in and say, was it like this? And so was it like that? We had a whole big debate as to whether or not a person is allowed to have images of sun, moon, stars, of a man, of other celestial beings. We ended up coming out that it's mutter, obviously what Rabbi Gamliel did. There's a story, and this is where we get into the end of the parak, that someone says that he saw the old moon in the morning and he saw the new moon at night. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said they're Eidei Sheker. However, Rabbi Gamliel was makabel them. And the Gemara will explain later why was Rabbi Gamliel makabel them? Because maybe they did make a mistake. Maybe they were, but it doesn't make a difference. Atem afilu shaygigim afilu mezid afilu mutayim. Even if you make a mistake, so therefore, Well, that's with the next thing. So, okay, hold on a second. Two of them come in and said they saw the old moon Shachris, the new moon Ma'ariv. It's a machloik is whether or not such a thing can happen. Or the only as a Messiah, the moon is erratic. It's not dependable. Sometimes the Lutak will come early. Then there's another story about two Edom that said that they saw it in the first night, and the next night it was not visible. So do we say if it's not visible the next night, you're probably lying about the first night or not? Rabbi Gamliel was makabel the Edom, and many people didn't like that. Amongst them, Rabbi Yeshua, but it wasn't Rabbi Dosan ben Horkinus. I'll call upon him. No, not Rabbi Dosan ben Horkinus. I'm sorry. Yeah, Rabbi Dosan ben Horkinus. Sorry, Rabbi Dosan ben Horkinus. I'll call upon him. But the support for Gamliel's opinion is even when he's wrong, he's right. So therefore, even if he's making a mistake, Rabbi Dosan ben Horkinus says you have to respect it. So Rabbi Yeshua did that. Rabbi Yeshua went and he came on a day which, according to his calculation, is Yom Kippur, but according to Rabbi Gamliel's calculation, is not. When he got to Rabbi Gamliel, stood up, kissed him on his forehead, and said to him, "You're my Rebbe in Chachma, and but you are my Talmud because you accepted my words." The last thing we just spoke about is Ruv Bezin v'chol Yisrael. How do you deal with Bezin seeing it? You have to say the magic words. What happens if the Bezin alone sees it? Two of them recuse themselves. What happens if the Bezin is too small for that? So then we'll just bring two contemporaries, have them sit down and say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We spoke about a concept called Lo Tehi Shmiya, Gedoy Lemei Re'iya, which means that if you see something, it's even better than hearing. So why do they have to hear testimony? Because they saw it at night. For some reason, that's going to cause issues. And therefore, they have to have Edom testify about it. Now, I would have thought maybe if you start during the day, you could finish it at night. Xeris HaKasav says, no. Ki choyk li Yisraelu mishpat l'loy ke Yaakov. The choyk has to be also dafka during the day. Next thing we spoke about is a concept called Eid Naaseh Dayan. We spoke about Eid Naaseh Dayan. What does it mean in our sugya? It means someone that witnessed. The Bezin that witnessed can also be a Dayan. True. I, the Gemara over there, brings a machloikas. Why don't you say it's not like Rabbi Kiva? No. Rabbi Kiva over there doesn't allow it because that's talking about Dini Nefashos. In Dini Nefashos, we have a call, Vishoftu Eidah V'Yitzilu Eidah, as opposed to over here, which we're talking about, just Kiddush HaChodesh, maybe Rabbi Kiva would be Moida, that Eid is Naaseh Dayan, and it's okay for a witness to hear testimony. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start with Kol HaShofars.